Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are navigating something really tender with their little ones. Maybe you've noticed it too. Your child gets quiet when a friend receives praise, or perhaps they feel upset when a sibling achieves something wonderful. And you might be wondering, is this normal? What can I do to help? Let me start by saying this. You are not alone, and your child is developing beautifully. What you're seeing is actually a sign that your little one is in the middle of learning some of the most important skills they'll ever develop: empathy, generosity, and emotional regulation. These don't arrive fully formed. They grow over time, with your gentle guidance. Research shows us something really beautiful. When children ages 4 to 5 struggle to celebrate others' achievements, they're navigating a completely normal developmental phase. Their brains are actively learning how to understand others' emotions while managing their own big feelings. This isn't a character flaw, it's healthy development unfolding exactly as it should. Dr. Jill Richardson, a parenting expert, explains it this way. Children equate love with attention, so when they hear you praising another child, it can feel like a threat to them. They might think, "Does mom like her better than me?" And that's not jealousy in the way adults experience it. It's a child asking a deeper question. Do I have value no matter how well I perform? Will you love me the same even if I'm not as good as someone else? The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children who are socially and emotionally healthy demonstrate caring about friends, showing interest in others, and understanding others' emotions with empathy. But here's the key. These skills develop over time, with modeling, support, and lots of practice. So what helps? The research is clear on this. Children who feel secure in their parents' unconditional love are better equipped to handle moments when others receive praise or recognition. When children know their worth isn't dependent on outperforming peers, they develop genuine empathy and the ability to share in others' joy. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this. There's a difference between two kinds of praise. Process-based praise focuses on effort and individual growth. You worked so hard on that puzzle. I noticed how patient you were when it got tricky. This kind of praise builds intrinsic motivation and helps children feel secure. But comparison-based praise creates insecurity and competition. You're the best at this. You're better than everyone else. When children hear this, they learn that love and approval depend on being superior. And that makes it very hard to celebrate when someone else shines. Here's what you can do starting today. First, validate your child's feelings without judgment. When your little one feels upset seeing a friend succeed, you might say, "I notice you're having big feelings right now." It can be hard when someone else gets attention. That's okay. You're learning about these feelings, and I'm here with you. Second, model generosity with your own responses. When you praise another child, make sure your child hears you celebrating them too, in ways that aren't about comparison. Look at how Sophia painted that beautiful tree, and I love how you chose those bright colors for your rainbow. Both of you are creative in your own special ways. Third, spend focused time with your child doing things that have nothing to do with performance. Read together, take walks, bake cookies, plant seeds in the garden. Show them that you love being with them simply because they're yours, not because of what they achieve. And fourth, use stories as gentle teachers. Stories show children what generosity and empathy look like in action, without lecturing or pressure. Speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that might help. It's called The Shoemaker and the Elves, and it's in the Book of Inara. This story beautifully demonstrates that when you help and celebrate others, kindness comes back to you in wonderful ways. In the story, a kind shoemaker works hard but has very little money. One night, magical elves come and help him by making the most beautiful shoes. When the shoemaker discovers what the elves have done, he doesn't feel jealous or possessive. Instead, he feels grateful and responds with kindness. He makes tiny clothes for the elves to thank them. The shoemaker's generous spirit toward the elves and the elves' generous help in return models something so important: that celebrating others' success doesn't diminish our own worth. That kindness creates a positive cycle of goodness, that there's enough joy and recognition for everyone. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how the shoemaker felt when he saw the elves' beautiful work. Ask your little one, "How do you think the shoemaker felt? What happened when he was kind to the elves? These gentle conversations help children see that generosity brings more joy, not less. The magic book whispers this truth. Praise and love are not scarce resources. They're abundant, like starlight. Giving recognition to one child doesn't leave less for another. When you model this abundance mindset, your child learns it too. Research published in developmental psychology journals confirms that emotion regulation strategies develop primarily through socialization and supportive caregiving. When you respond with warmth and validation rather than comparison, children learn that everyone can receive praise and recognition. Giving to one child doesn't diminish what's available for another. This abundance mindset becomes the foundation for generous, empathetic adults. Adults who can genuinely celebrate others' successes. Adults who know their worth isn't dependent on being better than everyone else. Adults who understand that there's room for everyone to shine. So if your child is struggling right now to celebrate when others succeed, take a deep breath. You're doing beautifully. Your child is learning, and learning takes time. Keep validating their feelings. Keep modeling generosity. Keep spending quality time together. Keep sharing stories that show empathy and kindness in action. And remember, the fact that you're here, seeking to understand and support your child through this, shows what a thoughtful, caring parent you are. Your child is so lucky to have you. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that gently teach empathy, generosity, and emotional wisdom. Stories that show children and remind us as parents that kindness multiplies when we share it. That celebrating others brings more joy into the world. That love is infinite. Sweet dreams, wonderful parent. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.